Hi, my name is Jim Fannin. I coach champions. Since 1974, I've coached the best in the world in life, business, and sports. And now I'm coaching you. So if you're seeking peak performance while eliminating worry, anxiety, doubt, and fear from your daily life, well, you've come to the right place. Join the tens of thousands of Zoniac performers that enjoy a life of simplicity, balance, and abundance. Your success is the only mission. The Jim Fannin Show starts right now. Welcome to the Jim Fannin Show. I'm Jim Fannin. Let's roll up our sleeves and do whatever we need to do to be the genuine, authentic best that we can be. This is a coaching show. 51 years I've been coaching the best of the best. Self-awareness. We've been talking about that for several episodes. We're all awake. We're not all aware. We're not aware of our own self-talk. We're not aware of our own inner dialogue. We're not aware that we actually sabotage our own dreams, our own vision. So this show is showing you how to flip that and only see what you want as opposed to what you don't want. You could also say this episode is about visualization 101. I had a heavyweight boxer I was coaching, and I was talking about visualization. And I said, have you used imagery, visualization in your boxing? Have you used it for your mechanics? Have you used it to improve a jab or a left hook? And he said, I don't believe any of that stuff. That's new age stuff. I don't go there. I don't believe in visualization. I said, wow. I said, do you have a significant other? Yes. Shut your eyes. Just kind of unhinge your jaw. Can you see her in your mind's eye in front of you? He said, yes. And I said, can you conjure up the smell of her perfume? Can you do that? And with his eyes shut, he put a big old grin on his face and he goes, I can see, yes. And I said, you're an expert. You are a world, that's all it is. That is visualization. Seeing in your mind's eye an image, either through your own eyes or looking up above, looking down on a movie set, we see every day what we want or what we don't want. Visualization works. If you sleep 8 hours a night, you're awake 112 hours a week. You and I, the average person, and you're above average and I'm above average, but the average person, 60%, over 60 hours, you spend daydreaming, natural daydreaming, typically about a challenge you have that you haven't given up on. But do you see it in finished solution-oriented state? Or do you see, oh my gosh, I dread going to work. I dread this presentation. Oh my gosh, I'm not ready for this LSAT law test. What do you see in your mind? By the time you get up in the morning and by the time you go to bed at night, your thoughts are going to pass between future, past, present, a few seconds. Maybe you can hold it a minute or maybe longer. And it's a movie of every thought you have. Think about food. Think about your favorite food right now. Did you see spaghetti? Did you see a steak? Did you see a more glamorous meal? What did you see when someone says, what's your favorite food? Every thought, 2,000 to 3,000 thoughts that we have every single day, think about that. That's over 15, 20,000 thoughts in a week. Every thought is an image. Every thought you have is a picture. Now, picture this. In your mind, you have a conscious that knows, hi, how you doing? It uses all the senses of seeing, Hearing, tasting, smelling, that's the brain that we think we have. We have a subconscious mind. It operates 10 body systems. It's tapped into the universe on an intuitive psychic plane. And this is the overlord of everything you do physically. So picture this in your mind. There's a little swivel chair, and I picture a little old man with a gray beard, kind of a wizard-looking guy, sitting in a swivel chair inside the control panel of my mind, and he's watching the image of every thought I have today. Every thought. Every thought. Thinking about my show, thinking about writing, thinking about getting back to somebody with emails. All of those thoughts, the little guy in the swivel chair is watching all your waking hours. And if something is on the screen of space in your mind with repetition, especially if it's replayed multiple times over a week or 10-day span, your subconscious mind does something unbelievable. And it's awesome, but it could be turned against you. It will go out of its way to connect you with whatever resources you need, other people, getting you to go down this pathway, stop going down that pathway, changing gears to manifest whatever you put on the screen of space. That's even if it's negative. Even if it's negative. When a client meets me for the first time, I always ask, so what do you want? Why am I here? And I know the majority know what they don't want. I don't want to feel like this choking. I don't want to feel like this losing. I believe I'm prepared, but I'm not. So they're saying chaos, sometimes even failure. And they're undermining themselves with that inner dialogue. So if I had a printout of every thought that you had today, would you want to share it? You know, most of us said, oh my gosh, I don't want anybody to know my thoughts. Of course, every thought you have is being broadcast physically with your body language, emotionally, everybody can see it out of my sleeve for everybody to observe. And then there's a psychic vibe. Every thought you have is a vision. In our company, we have proactive visualization. We have synchronized visualization. And why does visualization work? You're doing it anyway, 50, 60, 70 hours anyway. Why does it work for you? You hear people all the time having a vision and they've attracted it, the law of attraction. How does that work? Your subconscious mind does not know the difference between fantasy and reality. Your subconscious mind, which controls all of your bodily functions, doesn't know the difference between fantasy and reality. You see what you want on the screen, and you keep repeating that dream or that vision. When you go to sleep at night and when you wake up in the morning, after enough repetition, your subconscious will manifest it, causing synchronicity, coincidence, serendipity. But we all know it just didn't happen. We actually made it happen. How's your proactive visualization? You know, I wanted to be on the pro tennis tour. I was poor in Kentucky. I worked my way up just on a high school level to the top of the state, state tournament. Went off to college. But my dream was playing professional tennis, playing tennis for money. I didn't have a dream of being number one or number 10. I hadn't broken that dream down into its bite sizes. I didn't visualize my next steps. I just had that dream. And when I went out on the tour and made some money playing tennis, I guess that dream was realized. And I was done. How many people have entered a golf tournament or a tennis tournament, and the goal is to make the cut. Think about what you think about. Those internal dialogue thoughts create images, and those images are being recorded by the subconscious mind. And that inner dialogue will be manifest. Think about what you think about. There's four different types of visualization. A golfer visualizes an 8-foot putt straight in. Most of us visualize through our own eyes. So if I shut my eyes and I'm now standing over an 8-foot straight in putt, I'm seeing it as if I'm actually doing it. 83% of us in the world see through our own eyes when we visualize. 15, 16, 14% don't see it through our own eyes or their eyes. They're up above, typically from the right side, looking down on a movie set. So when they're visualizing an 8-foot putt, they're seeing it from above. And there are 1% of us that say, I don't see anything. To really sharpen your visualization, right now, I want you to see a big red dot, all red. You see that on the screen? Now shut your eyes and keep that image of red. Keep it alive in your mind. And when it goes away, open your eyes and look on the screen and see red. Shut your eyes. Your subconscious does not know the difference between fantasy and reality. And it'll manifest whatever you put on the screen, especially backed with repetition. Visualize what you want. Task imagery is seeing that 8-foot putt over and over and over. The second type of visualization is situational. It's the same 8-foot putt, but it's on the 72nd hole on the fourth day at Augusta National at the Masters. And it's to win the tournament. That is a different putt. Same one is task, but the situation is up the ante on the stress and the pressure of the moment. The third type of visualization that we use, and we use this in super healing definitely, is symbolic imagery. Typically, our dreams are made up of this symbolic imagery. We use symbolic imagery to actually go into our body and repair it, almost like we're Ant-Man, that small, and we're fixing things inside our body. We use symbolic imagery for super healing. And then the one type of imagery most never use, but highly recommended, it's called the aftermath. So after I reach my goal, I'm on the pro tour, I made a little money. Now what? Oh, I didn't have a now what? I did not have an aftermath once I received my vision completed. Now what am I going to do? How many great athletes that made it to the top? Mike Tyson wins the world title. He didn't have aftermath imagery about what was next for him. Because once you reach the pinnacle of success, number one in golf in the world, a gold medal, your life as you knew it has changed. Oh, yeah, you're training the same. You're preparing the same. You're adjusting the same. Your game is the same. Your business is the same. But everybody's reaction to you is not the same. And that's going to potentially create conflict. Task imagery, situational imagery, symbolic imagery, and the aftermath. We're all awake. We're not all aware. Do you visualize what you want? Or are you visualizing, sabotaging yourself about what you don't want? Let's check our toolbox and see where we can be the best that we can be. It's spring cleaning. So let's open that toolbox to see what's in store. What do we need to throw out? March 20th to June 20th, it's springtime. Okay, you're up north, it's 30 degrees. It's still springtime. And what do we do in spring? Spring cleaning. This tool is called Seeables. Clean up the seeables in your life. When you wake up in the morning, you go to your sink. Is it in disarray? I'm talking about your bathroom sink. Is it disgusting? Is there debris all over? Is there hair in the sink? You know what I'm talking about. Let's get real. That's a seeable. So you're going to wake up and see out of order, not organized. Clean that up. Clean your sink. That's a seeable, and you're going to see it twice every day. You want to look in the mirror? I'd take everything out off the counter, everything. Make it pristine so that you can wake up. And the only thing that matters is looking at yourself in the mirror and seeing your vision that you put on one of the corners of the mirror. But the clutter, oh, it's gone. Clean up the sink seeable. How's your closet? Would you want me to go look in your closet? Would you share your closet? Let me see your closet. Oh, no, that's a special closet. It's in disarray. You see that at least once a day, maybe twice. Clean your closet. It's spring cleaning. That's a seeable. What else is a seeable? Your desk. Your desk in your home office or your desk at work. Is it in disarray? Would you share that with anybody? I know you're a remote worker. Nobody's going to see it, but you're seeing it. You want to get disciplined. You want to make things happen. Clean up your desk. It's a seeable. Making your bed. But mom, why should I make my bed? Ain't nobody coming in here. Nobody's going to see it but me. Make your bed in the morning. Because when you come home, you'll be coming home getting into a bed that reflects order, discipline, discipline. Make your bed. Okay, mom. And she pounded that into my head. But I'm alone. I'm at school. I got to make my bed in the dorm? Really? Yes. And I did. That's a seeable. How about the back seat of your car? You got wrappers from a fast food restaurant in the back? How about the closet? How about the car front seat, back seat, glove compartment? These are seeables. And how about the garage? Do you have to climb over stuff to even get to your car? Clean up the seeables in your life, and you're going to have an amazing spring. Throw out what you don't want, throw out what you don't need. Let's get rid of the clutter in your mind and let's clean up the seeables to make it even easier. Let's open up the mailbox. This comes from India, New Delhi, India. It's from a professional golfer who sent me some information about him, and it plainly says, I'm playing well. I finished third, seventh, top 20, but I'm missing putts near the end. I need to work on my putting. Any suggestions? My suggestion is it might not be your putting. You obviously putt well enough to have the opportunities to be at the end, and you've done well. You've won some money. Is it really your putting, or is your putting under pressure? Well, I think it's the latter. What's your goal? To do well? What's your goal? To make the cut? What is your goal? Are you in it to win it? My goal was not to go win on the pro tour. That's hard to comprehend decades later. I just wanted to get out there. I see it all the time. I just want to make the major leagues. I want to be a professional baseball player. But you don't go beyond that and see actually, literally what you want. Think about winning, and I believe your putting will be fine at the end. You'll breathe. You won't get in your own way, and you won't increase grip pressure when the money's on the table. Why? Because you're a winner, and winners execute the basics, nothing more, nothing less, when the money's on the table. And if you have any questions, you have any recommendations on the next episodes that you would like to see, or any questions about any subject in your life, your business, or sport, send it to askjim@jimfannin.com. A-S-K-J-I-M at J-I-M-F-A-N-N-I-N.com. Askjim@jimfannin.com. We're all awake. We're not all aware. And being aware of your relaxation level, being aware of your breathing is crucial for sustained success. The palm tree, one of my favorite living things. Here comes a hurricane. What does it do? It doesn't brace it. It doesn't fight it like an oak tree. That's why there's no oak trees on the beach. No, the palm tree is awesome. It's got deep roots of conviction, and it says, come on in. Come on in. It absorbs the negativity. It allows it to pass through it. Are you the palm tree? This has happened to so many of my clients. Little tiny things, because the world is in chaos and there's a lot of angry people. You're at the UPS store. You're next in line. You drop your pen. You bend down to get your pen, realize your shoe's untied. So you stay down a little bit longer to tie your shoe. The guy behind you passes you and you say, excuse me. And then he gives you an explicative and calls you some names I'm not going to repeat. What do? You get up and get in his face, because this thing can escalate quickly. And you know this, driving, grocery store, there's a lot of angry people. So what do? You be a palm tree, literally in that moment, absorb the negativity, let it pass, and let it be his challenge, not yours. He's having the challenge. You're not having one. Do not allow anybody to increase your breathing. So let's see where your breathing is right now. And we do this every week. The average person has 15 to 17 breaths a minute. You get stressed out, you're into 20, 25, and you could be higher. Now you're in panic mode. The best in the world are breathing under 10 breaths a minute. And this is when they're performing and their heart rate increases. Are you a palm tree? Are you ready to react like a palm tree? Right now, I'm going to check your breathing. Long inhale. Breathe through your nose. Jaws unhinged. And then exhale. One breath. You count your breaths. I'll count a minute. And let's see if you're breathing like a world champion. On your mark, get set. Breathe. I have no future. I have no past. Just make the present last. You're in the now. All energy. Inhale. Exhale. One breath. Fill your lungs full. Hold it 1 second. And then empty your lungs. Hold it a second. Start again. Peaceful. Tranquil, mentally still, calm, relaxed. Stop. The next time you're in a verbal hurricane, the next time you're in some type of disagreement, conflict, dispute. The next time you're reprimanding your child and you're starting to feel yourself get angry because what they've done. Oh, I love you. I just don't like what you've done right now. I don't know how many times I've said that to both of my daughters. Be a palm tree in life's hurricane. Absorb the negativity. And then when the hurricane blows itself out, pop back up and say, hey, sunshine, how you doing? Be a palm tree in life's hurricanes. Welcome to the Zone Cafe 24/7. On the road of life, we're all in our cars. Some have nice cars, Rolls Royces. You got the six pack going, you go to the gym. And some of us may have a keg and a clunker, not a six pack. We're all different, but we're all on the road of life. And mentally, we all need five things that make up our overall attitude. We have them now. We have a high or low level of self-discipline at any given time. We have a high or low level of concentration at any given time. Optimism, we know that can fluctuate with a dirty look or a text that we don't like. And our relaxation level, oh, it's not easy being the palm tree in a hurricane, especially when you got a lot of storms coming from every angle. I get it. But maybe you just need to have a little bounce in your step and enjoy the challenge while you're climbing your own personal Mount Everest. So here we are at the Zone Cafe. You can only order one thing. You can come back in an hour and order something else. What is the missing link to give you this solidarity in your mindset to catapult you into a peak performance, purposeful, calm zone state where you feel nothing can go wrong? Do you need self-discipline, the commitment, the willingness, the blueprint to stay with task routines within a strategy or tactics? Do you need that? If so, that's all you think about. Drive away. You might have that blueprint, but maybe your focus is meandering. Maybe you can't hold it very long. Maybe you're easily disturbed. Do you need concentration? We got a platter of it. Take it with you. Being aware of it will help you fix it. Then maybe you've got the seed of doubt. Maybe you're thinking about what you don't want. Maybe your visualization is seeing something you don't want. Do you need more optimism? But maybe you do need the palm tree in everything in your life. Do you need to chill out? Do you need to relax? Do you need a day off, a weekend off to unplug from your primary arena, your sport, your business, to kind of sharpen your axe? You may be chopping this tree down and climbing this mountain with a dull axe. Do you need relaxation? But maybe you need some pep in your step, and maybe you need to get fired up to meet the challenge of life. Because the more abnormal your vision and dream, you got to think and act in a very abnormal way. So what do you need? What's the missing link? Because when all five of these markers, which represent natural body chemistry, when they're balanced at a high level, the feeling of nothing can go wrong and the mind-body connectivity of the zone will arrive. And what's that going to do for me? Whatever you want and whatever you have the potential. Here at the Zone Cafe, choose what you need and drive away. Let's have the final word. This show's about visualization. We visualize naturally 60% of our waking hours, typically about things we haven't given up on. We think many times what we don't want. The great teacher has four or five students that are disrupting the entire class. The great teacher sees each of those four as A students and model students, where the average teacher sees them as they are, disruptive, negative. Use visualization to see what you want, not what you don't want. A great coach, someone like a Doc Rivers, who I've worked with, he sees a superstar when everybody else says that player shouldn't have minutes. They're not ready, no experience. They're missing a few parts of their game. And he sees an all-star when everyone else says, this guy's not a baller at all. The great coach sees that. Peruse your life right now. What have you visualized about your own money? Are you seeing bills? Are you seeing an income stream that'll take care of all your needs? What do you see in your own personal life? What do you see in your own wellness? Do you get up out of the chair, huff and puff, moan about how tired and how sore you are. Oh my goodness. Because the image that went into the mindset was somebody out of shape, somebody not in a good place physically. Or do you see yourself fit, even though literally you're not? See what you want, not what you don't want. How about your relationship? Oh, he's made you so mad. Can you believe he did that? Why would he do that to you? He knows better. You all have had that discussion. What do you see? Do you see someone that you don't like? Do you see someone you're upset with? Or does love conquer all? Do you see that you and I together equals more than apart? Or what's the point? Visualization works two ways. Oh, it's a double-edged sword. See what you want, see what you don't want. Both can be manifest. Be careful and look at the other parts of your life. How's your siblings? Are you seeing them as slackers? Are you seeing them as awesome brothers and sisters? How do you see them? Do you see them like you did when you were six? You're 46. How do you see them now? The subconscious does not know the difference between fantasy and reality. You can put anything on the screen of space. It takes things literally like a child. I am stupid. I'm so stupid. I'm an idiot. I can't believe I did that. You don't think stupid actions are going to follow that mindset, that picture of me doing something? I've seen that in my life personally. I've seen it with every one of my clients. Every day we wake up, the thought-o-meter, click, 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 two thoughts, 10 thoughts, 20 thoughts, 50 thoughts. What are you thinking about? We're all awake. We're not all aware. This show's about awareness. This show's about visualization. And this show is about you being the genuine, authentic best that you can be. And the final word, every day, enjoy the journey. Every day, see what you want. And when you go to sleep tonight, shut your eyes and see a purposeful calm where nothing can go wrong. See what you want as opposed to what you don't want. Use visualization to be the best you can be. And now, one of my favorite words, next! Thanks for joining me today on the Jim Fannin Show. And as a returning or new Zoniac Peak performer, it's here that goals are reached and dreams come true. So if you're ready to step into the zone of champions to become your genuine, authentic best self and all you do, join me here next time on the Jim Fannin Show, where I'll help unlock your full potential. And in the meantime, learn more about me and my SCORE success system at www.jimfannin.com. Follow me on all my social media platforms. And if you have questions about the show or its subject matter, email me at askjim@jimfannin.com. askjim@jimfannin.com. askjim@jimfannin.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers.